Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, wherever you are, y bienvenidos a Spanish Obsessed Beginners. Welcome to Spanish Obsessed Beginners. Me llamo Rob, my name is Rob, and in this show, we help you as a beginner Spanish learner get through those beginner stages with bite-sized Spanish lessons and little tips and tricks to help you along the way. ¿Cómo estás? How are you doing? Yo estoy bien. I'm pretty good, especially as the temperature has finally started to drop. We are based in Spanish Obsessed Global Headquarters, of course, which is in the coffee country in Colombia, near a city called Armenia. And I tell you what, it's been so hot the last few days, the last few months really, it's been 36, 37 degrees. I've been sweating like a pig, it's been disgusting, but finally the temperature started to come down. So before I would say, ay, qué calor, qué días tan calientes. What heat, such hot days. These are the things I would be saying, and that is the focus of today's episode. So making exclamations using certain structures and that word, that magic word, que, Q-U-E. Before we get into the episode, let me tell you about a little present, well, quite a big present really, which we've got for you. It's the official Spanish Obsessed Fluency Phrase Book, try saying that three times in a row, which is essentially a PDF of 95 Spanish phrases, which give you like a guided tour through the language, starting from really simple phrases like soy Rob, me gusta mucho, me gusta poco, through to more advanced phrases, which use things like the preterite and the subjunctive, set expressions, that kind of thing, and making sort of stops along the way to give you lots of different grammar points. So it's really cool to learn these phrases. You can slot them right into your conversations. It will help with your fluency and kind of build your grammar muscle, if that makes sense, because you'll be exposed to loads of different types of grammar structures before you kind of meet them officially in your studies, if that makes sense. So the Spanish Obsessed Fluency Phrase Book is available at SpanishObsessed.com/start. Head on over, drop your email in, and we will send it to you immediately. Okay, on with today's episode when we're talking about exclamations. So the first thing I want you to do is to listen to the following dialogue, follow what's going on, and listen out for any exclamations. And I'll give you a clue. Almost all of them, if not all of them, use the word que.
Liz, la sala está un desastre por las pinturas de Ana Paz.
¿Otra vez? ¡Qué desorden tan grande!
Sí, intentó hacer un mural. Pero qué colores más intensos.
¿Y por qué hay pintura por todas partes?
Ella usó las cortinas como lienzo. ¡Qué creatividad tiene la niña!
¿Por qué siempre hace tanto desorden?
Bueno, tiene su propio estilo, supongo. ¡Qué talentosa es!
So, firstly, many Spanish exclamations start with que, which translates to what or how. For example, qué sorpresa, what a surprise, or qué lástima, what a pity. And this is an easy pattern to recognize. Hopefully you recognized it in that dialogue which we just heard. But we heard three patterns using que in the dialogue. Que plus an adjective, que plus a thing, and que, thing, tan, or más, and then the adjective. So let's take it line by line and listen out for those again.
Liz, la sala está un desastre por las pinturas de Ana Paz.
So this translates as me saying, Liz, la sala está un desastre. So Liz, the living room is a disaster por las pinturas de Ana Paz, because of the paintings of Ana Paz. Ana Paz is our daughter.
¿Otra vez? ¿Qué desorden tan grande?
Liz reacts with otra vez, again, and then she uses an exclamation. This is the third structure which we just looked at. She says, ¿qué desorden tan grande? And this is a good example of that third structure, ¿qué noun tan adjective? We would translate this as, what a big mess. Qué desorden tan grande. but they say it in a slightly different order in Spanish. So que plus noun, desorden is the noun, meaning disorder or mess. Tan literally means so or such, and this amplifies the adjective, in this case, grande, which means big or large. So this is a way to express her astonishment or emphasize the state of things. Qué desorden tan grande, what a big mess.
Sí, intentó hacer un mural, pero qué colores más intensos.
Sí, intentó hacer un mural. Yes, she tried to do or make a mural. And then I said, ¿qué colores más intensos? So here's another exclamation. So again, that same structure. ¿Qué noun más adjective? So here, colores is the noun, meaning colors, and intensos is the adjective, meaning intense. And the más, which we have, that amplifies the intensity. So ¿qué colores más intensos is literally, what colors more intense, which doesn't make any sense in English. They say it in a reverse way. We would say, what intense colors.
¿Y por qué hay pintura por todas partes?
Ella usó las cortinas como lienzo. ¿Qué creatividad tiene la niña?
¿Por qué hay pintura por todas partes? Why is there paint everywhere? And I said, usó las cortinas como lienzo. She used the curtains as a canvas. ¿Qué creatividad tiene la niña? So here we go. Here's another exclamation. This uses the que plus noun, in this case to express admiration. So creatividad, meaning creativity, is the noun which is highlighted here, and that indicates a positive reaction to Anna's imaginative approach. So que plus noun. ¿Qué creatividad? What creativity?
¿Por qué siempre hace tanto desorden?
Bueno, tiene su propio estilo, supongo. ¿Qué talentosa es?
¿Por qué siempre hace tanto desorden? Why does she always make such a mess? And you might also hear lío for mess as a translation. We use the word desorden, but you might also hear lío. And then I said, bueno, tiene su propio estilo. Well, she has her own style. And then the final exclamation, qué talentosa es. So this is using that structure, qué plus the adjective. Qué talentosa. How talented, qué talentosa es, how talented she is. So we met three structures for exclamations. First up, we have our simple qué plus adjective. This simple structure lets you make exclamations about qualities or states of being. Think of it as like your go-to for expressing amazement or making observations. So it's a really simple structure. It starts with que, directly followed by an adjective. And some really common ones we will hear are things like que bueno, how great or how good. Que malo, how bad. Que fácil es la tarea. How easy is the homework. Qué difícil es, how difficult it is. Then we've got our qué plus noun. So this construction helps you comment directly on something or on something or someone, expressing a reaction or a feeling. You could think of it as what a or an X. So the structure, again, is really simple. It's just que followed by a noun, which is the thing or the concept that you're reacting to. So let's have an example. Suppose you receive a gift unexpectedly. You could say que regalo, which literally translates to what a gift. Regalo is the noun you're highlighting as a pleasant surprise. Regalo meaning present. Or you might say something like que sorpresa, what a surprise. And something probably more common, which you'll hear, and which I used at the start of this podcast, are things with the weather, so typically with the temperature. Qué calor que está haciendo. How hot, what heat, literally. Qué calor está haciendo. What heat is it doing? So what a hot day. or qué frío, qué frío, how cold. And then the final structure, which was a little bit more complicated, kind of blends the two, and that is qué noun, tan, or más, and then the adjective. So this structure is a really good one, and it's a kind of long, it leads to longer phrases. So let's dive into that structure. After qué, you have a noun followed by tan or más, and then an adjective which describes the noun. So let's look at a few examples to make this a bit easier to understand. So let's say you're talking about a friend's new house that is impressively spacious. You might say, qué casa tan espaciosa. Qué casa tan espaciosa. Word for word, this translates as, what a house so spacious. And obviously in English, we understand it as what a big or spacious house. So in this case, casa is the noun, house. Tan serves to amplify the adjective, which is espaciosa, spacious. And that describes how roomy or spacious the house is. Let's have another example. Let's go back to our weather examples. It's a really hot day. You might say, qué calor, what heat? Or you might say, qué día tan caliente. Qué día tan caliente. What a hot day. So quick review, three structures. Qué plus adjective is great for direct, impactful statements about qualities. Those are the adjectives. Use qué plus noun when you want to express feelings about something specific. That's the noun. And then the final structure, that's the qué noun, tan, or más, plus adjective. So let's try a quick exercise to see if you can put this into practice. So how could you say, how beautiful? One translation would be, qué bonito, qué bonito. How could you say, what a house? Qué casa, qué casa. And then combine them together, how could you say, what a beautiful house? That uses our third structure, qué casa tan bonita, or qué casa más bonita. How delicious. You could say qué delicioso, or maybe more common is qué rico. How could you say what food? Qué comida. And then we combine them. How could you say what delicious food? Qué comida más rica. Or qué comida tan rica. Qué comida tan rica. Remember that the adjective has to agree with the noun. So in this case, it's feminine and it's singular. Qué comida, there's the noun, tan deliciosa, that A ending. So there you have it. Three different ways to express yourself through exclamations. Now that you've learnt these structures, you'll probably hear them all the time. Hopefully you can start using them as well. And I hope this was a useful podcast for you. In the next podcast, we're going to be talking about relationships. Hasta luego y nos vemos pronto.